very much indeed. We've had some reactions over the business of how honest people are. Molly emailed, she said, I live in Switzerland near the German border, and both countries plant fields of flowers which you pick and you you own, and you pick your own and you leave the right money. I love it, she said. And to answer your question, we've heard I would always leave the right money, always. I might even round it up. So there you are, some honest people. Let's hear from some dishonest ones as well. There must be a few. Now, you and yours reported this week that some motor insurers are increasing their quotes each time you search online. Sometimes searches just a couple of hours apart can result in an increase of as much as £200. Well, today we've learnt that the average cost of insuring a car has risen by almost 16% in the space of just a year. That's more than five times the rate of inflation. The figures from the market analysts' Consumer Intelligence put the average premium at £666. Ian Hughes is the founder of Consumer Intelligence. He told me how they came up with those figures.
We constantly mystery shop the market. We're constantly testing the market to see which companies are giving which prices. We check all the price comparison sites. We go direct to the companies as well. And the data then is used to form part of the information that's used for the retail price index.
So what's behind the increase in car insurance premiums? I'm assuming it's not just one thing.
No, I think it's four things, three of which are very technical and complicated, but I'll try and make them simple. So the first thing is that everybody thinks that car insurance is about the cost of fixing a car, but the most costly part of car insurance is the cost of fixing the people in the car. And that has been going up and up and up, with whiplash claims adding about £50 to every single premium.
And what are the others?
And the others are, there's been a change to the way in which insurers pay out claims. It's called the Ogden discount rate. It's, again, very complicated, but that has added about 10% to the cost of insurance this year and is likely to add another 10% to the cost of insurance next year. And then finally, the government has been increasing the tax on insurance. It's gone up from 6% in 2015 to 12% now.
So, to put it in a nutshell, that means that the government wants to take more money from premiums, and also the people who are damaged, they are getting more money.
Exactly. And the cost of fixing you as a person, if you're hit by a car, that's the cost.
You say these are very technical. Aren't they actually just using these changes from government as an excuse to put up prices, as a cover, in a way?
As a cover to make more profit?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you'd be surprised. Our car insurance market is one of the most competitive in the world. If you get a price, when you see your price go up, you can go to a price comparison site, you can get 150 prices in less than 2 minutes and check and make sure that your insurer is not ripping you off.
But prices were already on the rise, weren't they? Your stats suggest they're up by a third in the last 4 years.
Yep, they are. And that's because the cost of the whiplash claims, the cost of, they're called soft bodily injury claims, those have just been going up and up and up. And the government on Wednesday announced in the Queen's speech that they were going to do something about it. But they've been saying that for 4 years, so let's hope they do now.
So, is there anything customers can do to bring the quotes down? And what would be the most effective thing you could do?
So, the most effective thing you can do is make sure every year you're checking your premium. Make sure every year that you're shopping around. And then make sure you call your insurer and negotiate with them. I think we as Brits don't haggle very much, but insurers will haggle with you. They want you to stay as a customer. So make sure you call them up and say you want to stay and ask for a better price.
But it's also often in your interest just to change for the sake of changing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's really easy to do.
And it's worth it because you'll be offered a discount?
You'll get an introductory discount almost certainly from your new insurer, so you might save 10% to 20% off the cost of your first year's premium. But of course, your price is going to go up by that at the end of that first year, so you just have to keep shopping.
Shop around. Ian Hughes from Consumer Intelligence. And finally, back to the Competition and Markets Authority, which has announced it's taking action against online gambling companies.